My eyes are the journal. Misunderstanding, there is also eternal, a possibility, a relativity. Just now.
I have one letter here from Bhakti Charu Maharaj.
He
has written you one letter.
It is in English or Bengali?
Bengali.
Govinda Maharaj. Charu Swami. এত চিঠি দিয়েছেন বাংলায়, তারপরে দেখুন কি আছে।
Point of devotional service, this was the real.
To remove the defects of all other five darshan, Vyasdeva has to comply Vedanta darshan in their form, in the form, in a logical form, Vedanta darshan. And the Bhagavad is the commentary of that Vedanta darshan. Vedanta darshan is considered to be the flower in the tree, and the Srimad Bhagavat, the ripe fruit. In this way, the adjustment of the Vedic culture has been given. A derelict form. Hare Krishna. Sridhar Swami also, in his commentary, in the introduction of Bhagavatam, also shown this path, that how the root is the satsanga. Then the Gayatri, then Pranav, Omkar, then Gayatri, then the tree Veda, and then the fruit, flower, and then fruit Bhagavatam, the desired ripe fruit, Srimad Bhagavatam, Rasa Upisha, it is full of juice, nectar. How it has come from Veda, and where from Veda comes. All these things have been described in a very natural way. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So that is the right way to move to the people. At least who has got some faith in the Vedas, they should be dealt in such a way. The Veda is developing in this way, and to show skillfully the stages of development, step by step, and just like a syllogism, in a logical way, we have to show to the public. But this is blossoming in this way. This is a bud blossoming in this into a flower and then to fruit. How? The intermediate steps should be explained, supplied. Then it would be easy to make them convinced. Hare Krishna, Gauri Bol, Gauri Bol, Gauri. Nidai Gauri Hari Bol. Vedi Shamastri Dhameva Vidya. I am the object, the aim of all the Vedic mantram. That come. They are all aiming towards me, to prove me. Hare Krishna. And Bhagavatam also he said, if it fails to do so, this varnashram, this Vedic stores, schools, instructions, education, Vedic education, if they fail to take to the Supreme Lord Krishna, then they are useless. They are wasting their energy. They are committing suicide. And anyhow, if they take us, any sort of training or education, take us to the conception of Krishna to be the highest, It fulfills its object. Dharma sanushthita pungsan vishakshina kathasuja notpadai jodi frivolousness. But it could not produce the desired result that Krishna consciousness, then all waste of energy. And there is another, just the opposite. Atapungvidhita-srastha varnasthama-vibhagasa sanushthitasya-dharmasya samsiddhi-dharidosamam. But if one is found that he has reached to the stage of serving Krishna, then all his duties, past duties, has been successful. The certificate can be issued to him blindly. He has reached the goal. So anyhow, whatever he did, all justified, because he reached the goal. And who misses the goal, then all his grandeur in discharging his duties of different stages, that's all gone. Because misses the right end, the aim, missing the aim, object of those duties. So they are all wasted. It is in Bhagavatam. Gaudhari bol, Gaudhari bol. Jai Gaudhari bol. Jai Gaudhari bol.
How can I chanting properly?
How can I chanting properly?
Chant.
But my chanting not properly now.
Yes, by the living sources, by the heaping of the living influences aside. The sadhu and shastra. First sadhu and then shastra. From the association we have to draw. We have to try to get energy and direction and all in the association. Favorable environment. When the medicine is failing to do its duty, then we are advised to the change of place, where unconsciously the air and the water, everything comes to our help to improve the health. Change. When the medicine fails to reproduce its results, so also the environment. Environment and the energy within, two things. When the energy within is failing, then strength must be acquired from the environment, favorable environment. That is the association, satsanga, satsanga. And the living, more living, the sadhu, more living. And the next passive sangha, that is scriptures. Shastra, sadhu shastra, only two things can help us in our need. When Guru is there, God sent sadhu for me, the agent, on his behalf. Then we can concentrate to him, to his submission. Otherwise, the Shiksha Guru, the Sadhu, and in want of that, the Shastra, the scriptures, who can enlighten us about the thing we need. Sadhu Shastra Rupai, this is the only remedy. First to Sadhu, that is living scripture, and then passive, active and passive environment. Hare Krishna. So, and how to get association? Only through serving attitude. We can have cooperation. Not by indifference or by aggression. Aggression tendency. To get anything from higher That means only through service we can, the attitude of serving, we can draw them towards us. We can make master over our lower thing, but when we are in want of higher thing, then only through serving Paripat Paripasana Seva. By these three qualifications only we can imbibe things from higher sphere. Serving attitude.
Not control.
Gradually it will be controlled. If you want to kill an animal, it takes some time to kill it. So the anartha, they are there, and to dispense with them, some time is necessary. But that also, the energy of killing them, and to removing them, that energy we should gather from higher sources. Then with less energy we can do away with them. Vibhava korite pare kam krodhe sadhokeri jodi hai sadhu janar sangho. What the lust and the greed and the anger can do harm to a seeker after truth, the sadhu, who is in the path of realization of divinity, if he can fortunately have the intimate association of a sadhu. What? In other words, that they cannot do anything, because something is being spent, but another side income. The coming and the going, if coming, the help coming from the higher, that supersedes, then the expenditure cannot make any harm. Kaam krodhe sadhu kari. And there is also kaushal. Kaushal means adjustment, intelligent adjustment. We can get relief. It is such a Narottam Thakur that kaam krishna karmatmane. Some impulse we feel within, try to utilize in the service of the impulse, that force, try to utilize, regulate it in the service of Krishna. Krodha bhakta deshijane, some apathy, anger, try to use it against those that are antagonistic to the sadhu, to the Krishna bhakta. Krishna Kadman called bhakta. Lobh sadhu sangha, the greed, you may try to engage itself in hearing from the lips of the sadhu. Sahavikatha. Moha ishto labhavine. Sometimes depression comes. Try to utilize it when you are separated from the sadhu. Ishto labhavine. Madha Krishna gunagane. Sometimes over energy appears within us, engage that overflowing energy into dancing and chanting in the name of Krishna. La Krishna Gunagana Niyukta Kuriva Yatha Tatha. In this way, some flow of energy, try to regulate them in the service of Krishna, anyhow, manage it. Then you will be free from them in no time. In this way. And there is another thing. It is sarvam guru bhukta purusha ujjhanjara. In Bhagavatam it is mentioned, Devarshi Narada is saying, asankalpat jait kamam. You have got many design and plan to carry out asankalpa. Don't enter, allow yourself to enter into such big, ambitious speculation. Thereby, from the starting, you control. Don't allow yourself to be busy with big engagement in life, ambitious engagement. Asankalpa jait kam, krodham kama vivajjanat. And the bad temper sometimes comes within you. Only you withdraw from the beginning, that don't settle, identify yourself fully with a particular plan. Then any hindrance comes and you will be full into anger. You will full into anger. Follow into anger. And if you are not very particularly addicted to a particular plan, no chance of being excitement. That kamam krodham kama vivarjana. Arthan arthe khaya loham. You have much greed for the money. You have to discriminate. Then what is the stage of money? Money can do these things. Whatever he can construct, that automatically vanishes in course of time. So what is the charm of money? Arthan arthe khaya loham. Bhayam tattavam asanat. And if you got any fear, apprehension, then you have to discriminate here in the plane. Tattavanasa, so many things combined, this matter, the water, the ether, a combination of everything, and everything disappears, comes, and stays for some time, disappears. So the birth and the death, in course of nature, it is coming and going everywhere. Every second something is born, every second something is dying. In this, calculating in this way, you should live your fear. Itas sarvam guru vaksa, so many long list is given there in Bhagavatam. And in the conclusion it is said, etat sarvam guru bhukta purushu jhanjasadha. All these undesirables can be checked only by concentrating one's attention towards the service of his guru. My guru has been, no fear, no other things, because my absolute guide, he has ordered. You may take this advantage and everything will disappear in no time. If a sarvam guru bhakta purushu jhanjasadha, very easily you will be able to cross over all these temptations and difficulties. If you can concentrate your only to the feet of your divine feet of your Guru Maharaj. He is my guide. I am not my own. I belong to him. Whatever he will instruct, I must do without caring for my individual loss and gain. In this way, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Govind, Govind, Govind. Okay. चालू स्वामी की दिग्गज से तरी के सुनिए तो
अदर वन थिंग हाउ कैन यू फाइंड योर गुरु
गुरु इज ऑलरेडी दैट एंड हु इज नियर टू हिम इन व्हाट व्हाई यू एक्सेप्टेड हिम एज गुरु व्हाट फॉर व्हाट डिड यू सी peculiar in him. And that peculiarity, however you will find, there you can rely as Guru. The same nature, same temperament, same instruction, same object. Things of that stage, that's there, that plane, what attracted you. You did not come to a figure, but you not attracted by a figure only, the eye experience. But you are attracted by a particular ideal. proposal, instruction. And that will be your real guide. Wherever you will find that your Guru is present there, in his instruction, in his advice, in his conception given by about you and your environment, your prospect, all these things, wherever you will find your Guru, in your Guru Bhai or anywhere, wherever you will find what attracted your inner heart, you must try to find out that. The eye experience or touch experience, anything else. But the ideal, the advice.
Most attracted by the heart.
Most the prospect.
Attracted by the heart.
The heart. The unfoldment of his heart. The prospects of some supernatural sweetness and the prospect hope, wherever you will find things of that there you can find your Guru is present there. And that is one with your Guru. The gist, very existence of our Guru is of that consciousness, of that feeling, that sentiment, that hope, that knowledge, that light. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. The meaning of his words, our Guru Maharaj departed 44 years ago, but we are living. But we have caught hold of his advices, the gist of his speech, advices, his and his conduct, his movement, and looking after that, and consulting that also with the similar scriptures. Scriptures and all our past Vaishnavas, making an adjustment, we are moving forward so long, and we don't think that we have deviated from his divine feet. We are still there. His divine feet still within our heart, as fresh as ever. Hare Krishna, enlivening us. Always. And what he said we find in Bhagavatam, in Gita, more deeper and deeper in his life, progressing, not deviating by his grace. And whether new things come to us, we try to adjust. Adjust with them in such a way that it may improve his advice, and we may have some adjustment with them. What position? If new things come, we have to also give adjustment with that, keeping his glory above all. In his line, we have to make adjustment. Even new things we come across, keeping the standard given by him intact. That is that what is high, what is low, that universal standard we apply and we find the test. What is this? It is gold, or it is silver, or it is iron, or it is mud. By applying that standard of knowledge, we examine and bless them accordingly. Oh, you mud, you earth, you have come with the posing of a goal. Then never go away. Go, take your place down there. Only with a glittering color you have come, the mud, to take the position of the goal. What do you say?
Yeah, really.
eternal standard, that test. Achinta Vidavit, Abdhaya Gyan. Satyam Shivam Sundaram, the conception of the progressive substrate. Satyam Shivam Sundaram, the eternal existence, the knowledge, and this, which are beauty, anandam, charm. How a superior conception, one after another. Achinta Vidavid, and Vedavid and Advaita Gyan. One, all harmonizing organic whole. And there is difference and the common. And that is in the hand of the absolute, absolute power. And the absolute power is not not there, is there in anarchy, but there is not only justice, but above that there is mercy. Not only consciousness, judgment, decision, judiciousness, but there is beauty, there is love, holding the supreme position, sympathy. I am the absolute power, but I am friendly to you all. So don't be afraid. Bhavani sabhyajnanam bhukta cha prabhuriva. Bhuktaram yagyatavasam sarvaloka maheshwaram surhidam sarvabhutanam yattavam. You will attain peace. You will get peace only when you will find that the final controlling agent is my friend. Then you will be, no apprehension you will have. The ultimate controller is my friend. So my interest is well represented there. Then only I can find ease. No anxiety. You have to only find that. That I am not in a chaotic environment, but it is considerate, judicious, and the ultimate dispenser is my friend. This conception get us relief from any anxiety we can apprehend. Is it not?
Yes,
in Gita it is said, Krishna says, that I am all in all, but I am friend to you all. So no misgiving. No apprehension.
If one wants to spread Krishna consciousness, sometimes he has to engage in big projects in order to make a big impact.
If he's inspired, his inspiration is there, not individual ambition. Then it will devour you. It is pratishtha. But within you find the inspiration, then you have no fear. If order, if from that side, then you are all right. Otherwise, not for your own individual name and fame, that is an anatta. That is the agent of Maya will entice you and leave you in the darkness. After all. The pratishtha, one is pratishtha, the name and the fame. For the individual aspiration. And another, the opposite rather, to serve, to engage every nerve for the service of Guru. To satisfy, to fulfill the order of the upper divinity. We must differentiate between the two.
Should one be afraid? Should a person be afraid of his own personal
truth? With the good association, we can take any ambitious one. The association, faithful association, sadhu sangha. I who that I'm a Venkata Prabhu. Venkata Ramananta who told me, in my Prapunna Jivanamrita there is one poem composed by me in the beginning, introduction. Antah kubiyasas kamam sadhu tava ranam vahi suddhantu sadhu sadve jutitiksam imam janam. There is a verse in the introduction. I have written, within I have got some sort of ambition of being a poet, becoming a poet. Ambition of a poet within. And outwardly, I am under the cover of a sadhu. So, a hopeless case for the doctors to treat. So I pray to the divine agents to come to my relief. This has been much appreciated by
Satsvarup
Maharaj. He is also writing something. Perhaps he might have felt himself in that. Precious of our purity, thy name may not be misguided. Is it? But the sadhvist of Guru Gaurango or some inner malpurpose, evil purpose within me. We are very alert in our self-analysis. Self-analysis. So our Guru Kaviraj Goswami and the others, Mahaprabhu, Trinadavi, Vritta, Anuvritta, Purishir, Kishaiti, Munshi, Lokishto, Yagaj, Madhaj, Haiti, Munshi, Paripapishto. This is there. They are suspicious. They are rather definitely accusing own self. You are sinner of the sinner. You are sinner always. They are alert. To chastise their inner feeling, inner existence, that you are meanest of the mean. It is whatever good you find, it is all grace from outside coming to you. In that case you may consider yourself to be fortunate. But as to your intrinsic value, that is all meanness there, if you are to. Because traitor, you have left the Krishna consciousness, has come to compromise with the illusory energy. How can you deny yourself? This is your innate nature. You are a fraudulent atom. How have you joined this my campaign? Why have you joined this my campaign? You must think it deeply. Why are you here? This is your fault. So you are all alone, notorious to me. I can't rely only by the grace of these souls that you have some ray of hope. And this way one is to chastise his own self. Who is it? Gaur-hari. Gaur-hari. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, Trinadavi Shuni Jena, you consider yourself lower than a grass, blade of grass. And he comes to explain why lower than a blade of grass. It may be a material thing, but still it has got its own position. And what about you? You are Vikrito. Your position is lower than a material existence. Why? A man may be a fool. But He is not mad. A madman is worse than a fool. So you are Vikrita, you are misguided. You are determined to dig your own grave. So you are lower, your position is lower than a blade of grass. It may be zero, but you are negative help you have got. In this way Bhaktivinoda Thakur is explaining this. Dinarupi shuni cheno. Why? You are meaner than a blade of grass. Why? You are misguided. But it retains its zero position, but you are in the negative side, progressing. You follow?
Yes.
In this way. A straw has got no independence, but you have got independence spirit, but working in the negative side. So you are worse, your position is worse. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. One has no capital, but one has got loan. Is less than that poor man. A man who has got loan. Hare Krishna. Nidai, Nidai, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai, 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 Nidai. Nidai, Nidai, Nidai. Keval chilo jodi murgi thang ta khub bhalo lagese Prabhupada bolten. Murgi thang. Maya. Sarva bhavana. Our Guru Maharaj used to say about the power of illusion, misconception. This is compared to with the leg of a cock. The cock moves in such a way as if its leg is very strong, very, very strong. With such gait, such posture and gesture, the cock moves. But how much power is there? So our Guru Maharaj generally used the Maya, but it has got the ignorance. And compared with the potency of Krishna, what power he has got? That may be a little bit broken on the least energy. Murgi thang. But with the when compared with the potency of the sadhus, then of course Maya is nothing. And one who is a soldier under some Napoleonic general, he won't care for Alps. But otherwise, what if one climbs into Alps, he will try. Single ambition. The general is there, his insinuation, his order has got that sort of value. From all sides, of intelligence and other weapons and other things, food, weapon, the guidance of the general makes the soldiers invincible. So under the command of the grand preceptor, a soldier, a sadhu can do anything and everything, because the general is there. His genius is guiding. As I singly fighting a soldier, how much he has got the power. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol.
Initiation necessary for everyone? Initiation necessary to everyone?
Dikha.
Is
it necessary for everyone?
Of course. That is the general thing.
Diksha
means what? Diksha means Dibbang Gyanung, that is a process through which divine knowledge and power is imparted to a person. There is a process. It's not a form, but it's just some material thing within the form. Some substantial thing. There must be something with the given, not in terms of money or any material, but in form of knowledge and the grace. Sometimes it is not detectable, just like homeopathic globules. There's all the globules very similar, but the potency within, that is all involved. In a particular seed, the big tree is within. So the potency within, that is all important. It will develop, express itself in proper time, whether it is a mustard seed or very small, that is the seed of a banyan tree. The small seed can produce banyan tree, and the small seed very similar, that mustard oil seed shrub, homeopathic globule, occur. Only not the physical sound, but some goodwill within the sound, the knowledge, the prospect, everything very fine within the sound that is given to the disciple. And by cultivating that, we gradually find. And the manure must be given, the sadhu sangha and others. Otherwise it will die. It must be helped to be developed naturally. There are manure, some air, some water is necessary. Then it will prove that it is a banyan tree. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari.
In the other religions, Maharaj, like Christianity and
yes, that Christianity, will,
no
Christianity truly followed, it will take you to the Christian conception of Godhead.
But
there
no
is absolute, there is comparison. There is also, that is relative position, but in comparison, the difference between the Christian conception of Godhead or Mohammedan conception of Allah, how Narayan consciousness, Krishna consciousness, how they may be more effective and more beautiful, more giving.
But there is no initiation, no diksha in those religions.
In some way or other, something must be there. Some sort of sampa must be there. Different process in form. They will require you to do something.
Baptizing, confession.
Baptizing, then also the different bath, I am told, the Jesus cross. I have got some regard for Jesus also. How he gave out for the people, in what way he sacrificed and palm faith in God, in the conception of Godhead. But in God also, different type, different conception of Godhead is there. Hare Krishna. In installment, something is better than nothing. In this way, he has established that a spiritual gain is all in all, and this material achievement is nothing. Harmless established here. That is laudable, admirable. But the conception of the goal is not so high according to us, and not so scientifically described. The spirit of what matter, God of the dispensation of everyone, all these things have been accepted, and this cannot but be appreciated, this such position of Godhead. the guardianship over man and animals. But we find that this transfiguration is not there. The individuality has not been admitted to live in the creatures and animals. Animals have got no soul. Other insects and the trees, plants, no soul, and no birth and rebirth. These things, of course, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said, but to his particular section where he preached, it was not necessary to say the whole truth there. Something separate. Parakshubhadavidoyambhalaramunsar. Just when a child is to be taught, the whole thing cannot be delivered at once by installment. So we consider it that installment suiting to the particular clan where he preached it. But that is primary education. But still it is education. We accept it. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given it superior position, even that of Shankara, who is the imagined God, the conception, because the profession, to profess that God is imaginary. But in Christianity and in Islam, God is not imaginary, it is real. So in that sense, it is superior to the Shankara conception of so-called Vedanta, Hindu Vedanta.